28th of January 2019. It is Wisdom 7 from 7 to 10. And so I prayed, and understanding was given me. I entreated, and the spirit of the wisdom came to me. I esteemed her more than scepters and drones. Compared with her, I held riches as nothing. I reckoned on precious stone to be her equal. For compared with her, all gold is a pinch of sand, and beside her silver ranks as mud. I loved her more than health or beauty, preferred her to the light, since her radiance never sleeps. The highest gift of the Holy Spirit is the gift of wisdom. It's not that we understand the natural things. They are worthful. It's also not only practical experience. Also, it's not like a very high intellectual possibility in our life. No, it is the Holy Spirit who himself works in us, and we can see with the eyes of God in a supernatural light. Therefore, we talk about that we enjoy the knowledge of the wisdom. Like we hear it in the Holy Mass, come and see how good the Lord is. It is to enjoy the Lord himself. And the soul is delighted to do that. And also the soul is delighted that she has a chance to receive this wisdom of God. Therefore, we can see the text is not stopping to talk about the wisdom and to say how wonderful it is, because there was the touch of the Holy Spirit, the touch of wisdom in the soul of the writer. Because you cannot compare wisdom with something else. If you meet God himself, with whom you want to compare? So it's not to meet the Lord on an indirect way through the creation. No, to see God in his own light. And this light is much brighter than 1,000 suns. And never the splendor, the light is going away from wisdom. How can we come closer to this wisdom? We should have a longing, a strong longing to know more about God, to know him closer, deeper. Not just to know something about the Lord and then we are in the way of our natural life and dominated by the natural life. Who loves wants to know more about the one he loves. And then the words are speaking from prayer. Yes, from a very intensive prayer. An intensive prayer is an existential prayer. A prayer in which we put our whole heart. We can lose ourselves in this prayer. Our whole person will be seized by this kind of prayer. Maybe we know this prayer when we have a special situation where there's a lot of need. Or if we have fear that another one loses his way. Or the loving people who are separated and they are full of pain, they are crying to the Lord. It's like a prayer of crying. And those kind of prayers are going through all what is hindering to the throne of the Lord. Because our innermost part is directly concentrated to him. And how should God refuse our prayer? Because He Himself puts a spirit of prayer inside of us. And if it's asking for the right thing, God will hurry to do it. In a certain way, this kind of prayer is like to risk all and everything. So when a soul is asking for wisdom, like we hear it today, she shows that she wants to meet the Lord Himself, to know more about Him. Another way is, of course, that wisdom is given us on our way of following Christ, if we listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit, then this gift can be like an organic development inside our spiritual life. One sentence more is most important. God gave me, according to my knowledge, to speak and to think, like the gifts are worth. And this is important to understand, because we can transport this sentence to other situations. It's not only enough to receive gifts, but we should use these gifts in the wisdom of God, like they are what is in the gifts. Maybe we think to give the gospel to the world. It would be contradictory if we give the gospel in an aggressive way or impatient way. Everybody understands that the message of the gospel should be pronounced in the spirit God gave us. And therefore we need an inner formation. Or to say it in other words, the Holy Spirit should make us similar to Him, that He will be the leading one, and it will be not so much restricted what He wants to do through our imperfectness. That means the Holy Spirit gives us not only the gifts, He teaches also how we should use them. And that's an invitation for us. All the gifts we receive, also the natural ones, we can ask the Lord that we use them in His Spirit, because this is not directly given, we have to ask for.
The communion verse we listen to is a part of Psalm 34. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him.
Parast in conspectu meo mensam, et calix meus inebriansquam preclarus est.